Turkey's decision to build a nuclear power plant is a bad idea all round. It's just plain risky on a number of levels. First of all, the Turkish government doesn't exactly have a stable political record. A civil war has plagued the country on and off for decades. As recently as 1997, the military replaced a democratically elected government. And if the political unrest wasn't enough, then there's that nagging little problem of geological instability. The devastating earthquake that hit Turkey last summer was only the latest in a string of earthquakes that have rocked the area. Let's face it, the country has more tremors than Ricky Martin's butt. So you have to wonder why the three leaders of the Turkish coalition government are planning to go ahead anyway. Turkish citizens have opposed the construction of the nuclear reactor right from the start. In recent months, government deputies have joined in the protest, calling for a full investigation into the government's energy policies. Turkey's neighbors certainly aren't thrilled with the idea either. Both Cyprus and Greece have gone on record as opposing the plan. And so they should. The site selected is a little place called Akyeu, right on the Mediterranean coast. It's close enough to pose a threat to Turkey's neighbors in the event of a nuclear accident. But within the next few weeks, the Turkish government is expected to announce who will actually get to build the plant. What I don't understand is why both the Canadian and U.S. governments are interested in the contract. Canada's already been stung twice. Canadian nuclear technology has contributed to India and Pakistan's nuclear weapons programs. And then there's the U.S. bid. Surely the American government can recognize a threat to global security when they see one. Pakistan has already suggested to the Turkish government that they work together on nuclear weapons. Is anybody paying attention here? Rather than putting the blame on the Turks, I think we need to look at our own motivation. Nuclear power and nuclear weapons are dying industries in North America. Using this opportunity to try to resurrect them is blatantly irresponsible. What we should be doing instead is using our political clout and technological innovation to encourage countries like Turkey to invest in cleaner, renewable technologies that we could also sell them. That way, everybody wins.